Steve had no idea what my lesson was about tonight. But the last stanza of that song talked about walking alone at eve and longing to see him face to face. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I can't imagine what it would be like to be in the presence of God. Just think about that. I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of the best things about heaven, though, is being in his presence. What will it feel like? You ever think about that? What's it going to look like? What's it going to be like? Now, I want that, but I don't know that I'm ready for it yet. You see, throughout the Bible, people can't be in the presence of God. Not yet. We couldn't survive. As we were singing that song, I thought, yeah, I'm longing to be in his presence when I die. I kind of added that little phrase in the song as I was singing it. And as I thought about it, whenever God revealed himself to people in the Bible, even in some kind of limited way, he spelled out some things they needed to do to be ready and to not die. I mean, you think about the burning bush. Take off your shoes. Take off your sandals. For the ground where you stand is holy. You think about Mount Sinai. When the Israelites left Egypt, God met with them to give them the law. But folks, he didn't just come down, sit down on a chair and talk to them. He came down and he told Moses that they were to consecrate 2 days. And they were to do some very special things. They were to wash their clothes. They were to wash themselves. They were to be ready on the third day. And then he put limits on how close they could come. Get too close and you die. You break through the barrier to try to get a glimpse of God, and you die. I mean, we're talking serious stuff here. And that's the way it's always been. We cannot come too close to God unless we're prepared. We can't even get there. And it's because of our sins. We need to be cleansed to enter in to the presence of God. In the book of James, the 4th chapter, is a verse that fascinates me as I think about it. James says in 4:8, the very first few words, draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Us? Draw near to God? How? How can I do that? Well, it's through Jesus, of course. I understand that. He cleanses us, makes us holy, grants us access to God. All of that. But remember, when Jesus was crucified, what happened to the veil in the temple? It was ripped in two. That veil always symbolized a barrier between sinful people and a holy God. And when Jesus died, he tore that barrier down. Ripped it from the top to the bottom. But if you looked at James 4 and verse number 8, I'm going to finish the rest of the verse. You remember what Paul Harvey used to end his with? Now I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. He didn't just say, you draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. He said, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Now, wait a minute. He's telling sinners to draw near to God? And you purify your hearts, you double-minded. You lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. James 4, 8 through 10. Folks, we still can't come to God flippantly. Even today. He's forgiven us, but that doesn't mean we stop repenting. He tells us that we need to understand He's declared us righteousness, but we still have to acknowledge our sinfulness. Yeah, we're reminded weekly of that when we come to the Lord's table. We're reminded that we don't really even deserve to commune with Jesus. And it's so incredible, so amazing that He lets us sit down and eat and drink with Him. It's certainly not because of our goodness or our greatness. We need to remember, as we draw near to Him, the ways that we've sinned against Him. We need to remember the times that we've lost focus and said something wrong, done something sinful, thought something impure. We need to remember. And as we draw near to God, we cannot do that without remembering what it cost to give us that access. Now one day, when we receive our glorified bodies, we'll draw near to Him with no barriers at all. No sinful flesh, no broken vessel, no anything. We'll bask in His immeasurable holiness and light. It's a day we're all waiting for. But are we preparing for it? Are we doing what we need to do to draw near to God? Let me go back and read what it said in James again. He says we're supposed to cleanse our hands, purify our hearts, lament and mourn and weep, and humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Do you do that on a regular basis? I don't just mean on Sunday morning. We need to do it then when we partake of the Lord's Supper. But do we do it daily? Do we think about, I can't come to the presence of God with sin on my hands. I cannot come to the presence of God with doubts, with thinking about other things and Him. I can't come to Him lightly, laughing and joyful, proud. I need to come to Him humbly. He tells me to draw near to Him, and then He turns around and tells us, here's how you let me lift you up. We were just down in Florence. Seems like weeks ago, but it was just last week. And Elijah would come crawling over to you, and he'd grab a hold of your pant leg, and he'd put a hand up, and he'd want picked up. Do we picture ourselves that helpless before God? That humble? That I'm willing to say, Lord, please lift me up. Please. And thank You for doing it. You know, thank you is one of the hardest things for some people to say. And the second one is, I'm sorry. And the third one is to say, please. When you say please, you're acknowledging you can't do what needs to be done and you need help. We need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. If you need help tonight, you need prayer tonight, we're certainly here to help in any way that we can, to pray with you and to pray for you. Please, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?